presenting Paul Whiteman and his orchestra in an hour of the world's greatest popular music. Presenting the headline star of the Kraft Music Hall, Madame Yvonne Gall of the Paris Opera Company.
Curtain going up. This way, please. Curtain going up.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ford Bond welcoming you on behalf of the Kraft Phoenix Cheese Corporation. The house lights are fading, the footlights brighten. The orchestra comes into full view on the rising elevator as Paul Whiteman enters from the wing.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a welcome, too, for our radio audience as it joins the crowd here in the Kraft Music Hall. We don't want you to miss a minute of our big show tonight. We've got Madame Yvonne Gall from Paris, a great male chorus from Reading, and many other all-star acts. So let's get off to a big start with an overture that we have dedicated to President Roosevelt. Yes, sir, this number was first played in honor of President Roosevelt's 52nd birthday. And while today isn't his birthday, we're going to play it anyway because he liked it. And we like it. And we think you'll like it. It's the President Roosevelt Virginia Reel Medley, so tune up fiddles. Do-si-do, down the middle and away we go. We'll be right back. coming? That's the musical way of saying, here come the King's men. Tonight they're busy as bees. And by the way, did you ever have a busy bee light on you? It's okay if he just lights, but if he sits down, poucha ma goucha. Here are the King's men singing the bee song. Buzz, boys, a buzzer. On a camp down in the wild mountains of Chihuahua in Mexico, where old Pancho Villa used to hide from the United States cavalry. Those four hombres in their chaps are really the King's men, and their lady friend with the rose in her hair is really Ramona. As the smoke curls up from the campfire, they sing a grand old song of the Mexican outlaws, La Cucaracha.
Like our follies, where the Mexicana dollies sing and dance around the bar. There's one refrain, it's a melody that lingers. So limber up your fingers, try it on your old guitar. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, sing no matter where you are. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, try it on your old guitar. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, sing no matter where you are. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, try it on your old guitar. All right, boys, a little Spanish atmosphere.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha,
sing no matter where you are.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha,
try it on your old guitar.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha,
sing no matter where you are.
La cucaracha,
try it on your old guitar.
La 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 la.
Honey, but you're pretty good.
Yes,
your Spanish does you credit. Is it true that each of you is a Spanish don?
Yeah.
A don?
A don.
A don.
A don.
Don what?
Don, believe it.
La cucaracha, come on, get hot, don. No rhyme or reason, and yet it's pleasing. The boys have got it too. Now, Mr. T, let's hear from you. Yeah, like it with an easy slide. Now, listen to that little gate ride. That's the best one yet. And it's even good on that clarinet. Now, Mr. Hauser, you sing it.
Yowser.
Hey, that's outlandish.
Go on, that's Spanish.
Yeah, try it on your old guitar. Now, here's Johnny Mercer. He's even worser. Is that Spanish, too?
That's Irish, too.
Yeah, try it on your old guitar. Cuando sale de la baña, valga, medio. Nadie. ha visto salir sin ojo. Don't try it on your piano or your loving Aunt Susanna or your butcher or your baker or your banker or your grocer on a tuba. I'd say no, sir, it would never, never go, sir.
Try it on your old guitar.
At our music hall this evening is a chorus of no less than 180 men. They are the Reading Male Chorus from down in Pennsylvania. And they're one of the finest male choruses in the land. They've come all the way from Reading to be in our music hall show as a special Thanksgiving treat. And in the spirit of the occasion, they will sing for their first number a composition of Konradin Kreitzer's called Der Tag des Herrn, The Day of the Lord. The curtain rises on the Reading Male Chorus, 180 men under the direction of Willie Richter.
Thanksgiving night is really in a pretty tough spot. But tomorrow again, your family will be interested in food, and here's a suggestion for lunch. Something mighty good and easy. Take whatever meat there's left on that beautiful bird you had today, the turkey, duck, or chicken. Use it in toasted sandwiches with Philadelphia brand cream cheese. As you're thinking of this combination, don't confuse Philadelphia brand cream cheese with cottage cheese, nor with the American cheese that's sometimes called American cream. Philadelphia brand cream cheese is soft and smooth, with a rich but very delicate flavor. And you'll find out that it goes awfully well in chicken or turkey sandwiches. Get several packages tomorrow for those sandwiches or for a salad. Your grocer has Philadelphia brand, fresh, in silver foil packages. Look for the name Philadelphia on the package when you buy.
Now it's my pleasure to accord a Thanksgiving welcome to our guest star from across the sea, the distinguished soprano, Madame Yvonne Gall of the Paris Opera Company. Madame Gall sings Puccini's great aria, Ricciardati, from La Tosca.
Thank you.
Herbertiana, an arrangement of Victor Herbert's famous melodies, a tribute to one of America's greatest composers from his friend Paul Whiteman.
Last week we presented in the music hall a bird's eye view of the new Cole Porter musical comedy hit, Anything Goes. People liked it so much, and the show has proved such a hit that we're going to do one of those catchy songs again. So here comes Johnny Hauser out of one wing, and here comes Peggy Healy out of the other. Now they're in center stage. The spotlight's on them, and they're going to sing You're the Top.
At words poetic, I'm so pathetic, I always have found it best, instead of getting them off my chest, to let them rest on express. I hate parading my serenading, I'll probably miss a bar. But if this ditty's not so pretty, at least it'll tell you how great you are. You're the top, you're the Coliseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, you're a melody from a symphony by Strauss. You're a Bendel Bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless gem, a total wreck of flop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi. You're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy. You're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery. You're Garbo's dowry. You're cellophane. You're sublime. You're a turkey dinner. You're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that's faded soon to pop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
No, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
I'll stop, you're the top.
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 One of the most inspiring poems I know is Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Henley, you know, was an invalid and spent a large part of his life flat on his back in a hospital. Yet he never would admit in his poem that life had beaten him. Invictus means unconquered and was set to music by Bruno Kuhn. This is an inspiring poem is sung by the Reading Male Chorus, directed by Willie Richter.
Oh,
We're about to present a one-minute sketch designed to tell you something important about cheese. Some women we find aren't clear on one vital point about cream cheese. Perhaps you're one of them. Let's see. Now, our leading lady is Mrs. Harrington, who has just moved into a new neighborhood. While she was busy getting settled, she ordered groceries over the phone. This is her first visit to the store. You hear her new grocer.
And what else this morning, Mrs. Harrington?
Oh, now, let's see. Oh, I know. Some Philadelphia cream cheese. The kind you sent the other day in the little silver foil packages. Oh, it was simply delicious.
A genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese is always delicious, Mrs. Harrington. And it's put up only in those silver foil packages.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a particular...
I'm not much surprised, Mrs. Harrington. You see, Philadelphia cream cheese is such a well-known name that some people think it means all or any cream cheese. Actually, it's a brand name, the finest cream cheese on the market.
Well, what makes this particular brand taste so much better?
It's fresh, that's why. You see, they've got a plant right near here. Make deliveries on fast refrigerated trucks. My stock is always fresh.
The one and only Philadelphia brand cream cheese is made by Kraft. Kraft makes it in plants all over the country, rushes it new-made to grocers everywhere. When you buy cream cheese, see that you get the genuine Philadelphia brand. Look for the name Philadelphia brand on the silver foil package. That's the way to make sure you get the brand which is guaranteed fresh. That's the way to get the finest cream cheese in the world. WEAF, New York. The Kraft Music Hall show continues and Whiteman plays on. On the dim-lit stage, a giant Cuban and his dusky partner dance to the rhythm of Enrique Madriguera's exotic Phantom of the Rumba. Thank you.
dim, and the velvet curtain parts, and the great French soprano, Madame Yvonne Gall, steps into the spotlight. She sings a French song called The Nile by Leroux.
Au milieu notre barque, viola, Peter, at the piano. I will sing it in my best English. Attention.
From Indiana named Hoagie Carmichael, who has written such great tunes as Washboard Blues, Riverboat Shuffle, and Lazy Bones. But I think the loveliest song he ever wrote is Stardust, which has become a popular American classic. Adolph Deutsch has taken the time, the theme of Stardust, and composed a fantasy around it for our orchestra and the King's Men.
once again with you.
When our love
is new
and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago.
Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song.
To present a lady at her piano, the talented Ramona, singing and playing a hit of the day, Your Head on My Shoulder.
I'll never ask for more love than your love can bring. As long as I have your love, I have everything. I don't envy any king, palace of gold. I'm contented to hold your head on my shoulder. When the stars begin to shine, the night is divine. Every time you incline your head on my shoulder, for me there's no greater happiness than holding you near me. In all the sweetness of your caress, there's heaven to cheer me. Through the years we'll go along and life will be sweet, and to make it come, your head on my life will be sweet, and to make you complete. Your head on my shoulder.
And now I'd like you to hear a novelty written for our band by one of our own stars at the saxophone, Frank Tombaugh. He calls it Bouncing Ball. Richard Wagner's first successful opera was one you don't hear very often. It's called Rienzi, but there's some very exciting music in it. Mr. Richter and the Reading Male Chorus, accompanied by the orchestra, now sings for you the battle hymn from Rienzi, the war song of the rebellious Roman.
Oh, have a mild, delicate flavor. That's the reason Kraft rushes Philadelphia brand cream cheese to your grocer fresh. But if your husband prefers a mellow cheddar cheese, a golden cheese that smacks on your tongue, then you should pick a cheese that has been skillfully aged. Kraft creamed Old English is the thing. It's mellow, it's sharp, like the finest English cheddar. But it spreads smoothly because Kraft expert cheesemakers have added just the right amount of rich cream. Try a package of Kraft creamed Old English tomorrow. Here's an idea. Serve it with crackers for dessert at dinner. Something easy and something the family will love. When you get your Kraft creamed Old English, also take a package or two of Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Creamed Old English, a sharp cheese. Philadelphia brand cream cheese, a mild, delicate flavor. You'll want both of them often. The doors of the Kraft Music Hall will open again next week, same time. Mr. Whiteman has reserved your tickets in appreciation of your purchase of Kraft products. This is Ford Bond closing the music hall and saying goodnight. This is the National Broadcasting Company.